I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/spoken today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you know, have you ever had a hangnail?
Hang ten?
Have you ever had
surfing a surfing move? Yeah.
No, you haven't. No, hang ten is not a surfing move.
Yeah, it is. It's where you put both of your feet on the edge and you put your toes over the edge.
No, that's called a goofy foot.
It's called a hang ten, no.
It's called a goofy foot.
Goofy foot is just with your left foot back.
No, that's goofy.
Yeah.
Goofy foot is different.
No, goofy footed is with your left foot back.
Yes. Are we really starting the podcast talking about
Yeah, because I just want to talk about my hangnail, because have you ever had a hangnail like this?
No. Everyone has.
Well, no, this is the worst.
Have you ever had an ingrown toenail?
No, not gross.
You've never had one?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lie.
Hello everyone, welcome to Private Parts Podcast.
That's really loud, isn't
this
it?
Is where we read the most intimate and sort of details of our lives. Join me as always is Tom. Started with you this time.
Hey, thanks.
Do you know why I started with you this time?
Why?
Because...
What did you just say?
I started with Tom, I didn't say Francis.
Oh, right.
Okay. I said Tom, and then I can come to you. Hello, Francis.
Tom Payne, Payno, in the house.
We're not sticking with that.
I feel like...
I think we should.
Well, I think we should, because I feel like, we've got to start calling you Tom Payne.
Why?
That's your full name. Tom, just if we say Tom, then it's almost like, who's Tom?
I'm an enigma. I like that.
Yeah.
No, Tom Payne, because he's like Max
Tom
Payne.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Tom.
Max Payne. That's what you're
Tom
like.
Payne.
Just like that.
Tom Payne, Max Payne. But the reason why I started with Tom is because it's a special day. And cool. So I thought that I would start with someone new because it's like leading into a new thing. Team, ladies and gentlemen, to all of our listeners out there, this is our year anniversary today.
It's pretty exciting.
52 weeks.
52 weeks of podcast.
Well, actually, ever the pedant. The pedant.
Pedant.
Don't worry about it.
No, I do worry about it. What is a pedant?
Someone who's overly... fastidious with details.
Tom doesn't know what fastidious means either.
You can't even say it.
Well, I saw the movie Sidious.
Someone who's pedantic.
It was Insidious, wasn't it?
So it's...
Oh, you're neurotic.
No, that's different. That's
you are...
That's you, actually.
I'm a little bit neurotic, yeah.
You openly admit that you're neurotic. Right?
Yeah, but you openly admit you're pedantic.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
But which is worse. Tom, if you had to pick one, would you rather be pedantic or neurotic?
But you know what pedantic means?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
The opposite of neurotic.
No.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know if you're... I'm always wondering whether you're actually putting on this act. Is it an act? Or are you actually genuinely...
Well, this is what we're going to talk about. It's our year anniversary. We're going to talk about all the things that come up.
What I wanted to say is actually this, is that, yes, this is our 52nd episode, but we have actually been doing this for a bit longer than a year. Jamie, do you know why?
Because you missed a lot of time.
Well, because you missed actually quite a few
weeks.
No, you
didn't.
You missed a few weeks in the summer, didn't you?
Yeah, you did.
I didn't...
Jamie opened his sparkling water and
all over his lap.
Thought he was,
That's so annoying. Yeah. You're joking.
Eloise is coming. She'll wonder what that is.
Well, it's not going to be semen all over, is it?
No, I was.
Why would you think it was semen?
Why would you think you might have? I don't know.
Pissed yourself.
How wet is your semen?
I don't know. Look, basically, what I was going to say is that firstly, going back to that pedantic, is where you. If you're pedantic, it means you're ever the stickler.
Stickler for detail.
Yeah, stickler for detail. Exactly. I do know. I only occasionally joke around just because. You know,
but look, Jamie, you don't need to joke around to, you know, be dumb. You know,
I don't
it comes
joke.
Off com- comes naturally. You don't actually need to try.
I don't joke around to be dumb. I just.
You don't need to pretend you're stupider than you are. Is all I'm saying.
But boys, listen. Holy smokes, we've been doing this for 52 weeks,
at least.
And do you know what's so exciting? But this is what I love most about it, is the fact that this started as a little idea between us three. We had this idea. Francis and I recorded the first ever podcast in a dressing room.
No, it was a closet.
It was a dressing room closet.
I think we can safely say we've come out of the closet now.
Yeah. No, we can't.
In so many words.
But I thought what we should do today is just talk about all the things that we have done, all of our favourite moments, all of the best things about the podcast, what we thought we were going to do, what's changed, what has happened, how we've evolved, all of our guests, and maybe actually put throughout little indents of different moments throughout the...
Indents?
Indents, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, is indents. Really? You know what, an indent?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that right, Tom?
Sure.
Is that right? It's an indent.
Sure, Jamie.
It's an indent. Put little indents throughout the whole episode, you know, to like...
Jazz you mean like an
bit.
Ident or...
Whatever it is called, an ident. So we can put little things in. So I thought it'd be nice to almost put in like the podcast, let's our first
some
ever podcast.
Some of our best bits, I think. Yeah. Maybe our the listeners' favourite bits.
But also, you know, this is what I wanted to go out. Tom, you know, and Francis, if you had to think of your best moment throughout the 52 podcasts, can you pick...
A favourite moment from the podcast?
A favourite moment from the podcast or a favourite anecdote, a favourite story or what?
The hardest I've laughed was you and JP doing the spelling quiz.
Oh, yeah,
that was too much.
That was quite funny.
That was absolutely...
I thought you guys were taking the piss.
No.
It turns out you weren't.
No, they were not. Listen, this is the thing. We, you know, I promise you, for some reason, it's not because I'm... It's not because I'm stupid, it's just because I'm dyslexic. And I told you that story of my English teacher saying, I took that test for dyslexia and I passed it. And he went, what is wrong with me? And he went, well, Jamie, you're just stupid. My English teacher said that
to me. No, but I'm dyslexic too and I've learnt how to spell.
No, but I just can't see it. I physically, in my mind, I cannot work out how to... Give me a word. Here we go. Come on, don't make it too hard. I swear to God, I will not... This is no word of a lie. Let's try and do it. Come on, Tom, give me one.
Hello.
Okay, well, that's H-E-L-L-O. In my head, I'm going, H-E-L-L-O.
That's your phone. Yeah. What are you complaining about?
Okay, well, give me another one. Go.
All right. What? Something that's not too hard.
What does something, you know?
Question.
Question. Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N.
Yeah, we'll see.
Question.
You're fine.
Yeah. Okay, go on, give me one more. Go on.
Spell Eloise...
Eloise?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to spell Eloise. Give me a word. That's a name.
All right.
Anything. Go on, pick it out of the sky.
Okay. Cumulonimbus.
I knew you were going to say that. I swear to God, I knew you were going to say cumulus. I have no idea.
Cumulus?
He didn't say cumulus.
I said pick it out of the sky, and you thought about cloud, and that's the cloud. Yeah. Cumulus. Oh, God.
Cumulonimbus. Cumulus is a different
say
word
again?
Altogether.
Cumulonimbus. What? Say it again, cumulonimbus. What is it?
Cumulonimbus.
Oh my God. Cumulonimbus. Q? That's it?
Okay. I mean, that was obviously not so easy, I guess.
How do you spell cumulonimbus?
C-U-M-U.
Yeah, baby.
Cumulonimbus.
There we go. But Tom, that's a good one. That was
a good episode.
That was a seriously funny episode. Yeah. Francis, if you had to think of one moment, what is your moment throughout the whole year that you loved more than anything?
When have I laughed the most? I mean, there have been a lot. I mean, I have to say, I've enjoyed every minute of it, and it's hard to actually pinpoint. I mean, we've had fun. I think we've had fun, guys.
Yeah.
Do you know what? The one that I really sticks out, there's a few for me that stick out. Firstly, when I told that story of my ex-girlfriend pooing behind a car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Frankie Gaff pooing.
I still can't quite believe that was
so
true.
So she actually goes outside on the street in Chelsea and poos.
Firstly, also, we probably shouldn't do this because she got very upset because the papers picked up on it.
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
It wasn't even so much the Sun.
Did they credit us?
It wasn't the Sun or the Daily Mail, I didn't think. It was more like the sports magazine picked up on it. So sports magazine.
Did they credit us?
No, they didn't credit us.
Fucking bastards.
I think it's more of a story if they don't credit that it was said on a podcast by her ex-boyfriend more that just Frankie Gaff pooed behind a car.
Yeah. So how are things with you and Frankie, talking about the last year?
Well, I mean, fine. She's an ex. So, I mean, however good exes
she's
are.
She's got this new model boyfriend.
You stopped sleeping together, right?
We stopped sleeping together.
Okay. I hope so.
Sleeping together.
Fairly easy to see.
Yes, we obviously have. We stopped. Also, you can't mention her name on the podcast.
Who?
That's a fake name.
Frankie.
Eloise.
Oh.
It's not her name. It's not her name. So... Where is it? It probably is, isn't it? So we can't do it. So
I guess, are you a bit jealous of this new model boyfriend?
No, I'm not jealous at all. I don't mind.
Would you say he's better looking than you?
No. I mean, it's...
Francis, would you say he's better looking than
Jamie? I'm a model as well. I'm a model.
Jamie's a very handsome...
I'm a model.
He's a very fetching
chap. What sort of model?
Well, I was at Storm, so I'm a model.
Yeah, in their vision section.
Yeah, still a model. It's a model agency, isn't it? And I was there for 6 years. So I never did any modelling work, but I was still a model. But I told you this, that people say that I'm too tall to be a model.
No one's ever said that.
They have.
For a kids model, yeah.
I'm too tall to be a model. But do you know what my my really good moments were? That one, when we phoned my mum, I really enjoyed that. And also my favourite...
We phoned my mum.
And you phoned your mum. But also when we did that bit when I said, who would I take to a desert island? And I said, what would you take? And I said, I'd take some flint. And you said, what, you'd take your boyfriend Flint? That's still to this day.
Yeah, that was...
Or the other one when you went, hey, it smells like Updog in here. And Tom went, what's Updog? It's not much. So good.
That was a good one.
Speaking of which, though, I had an idea that because, you know, we to all of our listeners, we gave out like a little thing of what their favourite moments throughout the entire year was. Lots of them came back with different things, different stories. And one of the things was phoning our parents.
Okay.
And we haven't phoned our mums. And so
probably about a year.
And it's been a year since you phoned your mum.
Yeah. So I thought that
she's probably wondering what the hell is going on, actually.
So, but your mum listens to the podcast, doesn't she?
She you know what? She didn't. Initially, because she listened to one of the first ones, and I think she got put off by the
amount of poo talk.
The amount of poo talk and the sexual, escapades and all that. But now she's actually got back into it, and she's now quite far in. She loves it.
Who's her favourite?
Obviously, I don't want to.
What, me? Oh, me. Thought so.
No, it's definitely me.
we can phone her in the second half.
She's not yet.
Well, let's phone her in the second half. Find out. But I feel like we should phone my mum. And also, because my mum doesn't listen to the podcast, I feel like I should relay a story to her.
Does your mum know what a podcast is?
I don't know. Well, that's a good question. I'll ask her what a podcast is, firstly. And secondly, I'll relay a story
to her.
Would
you want your mum listening to the podcast?
Why don't you get her on?
Do I tell you this story?
Yes.
All right. Of course, I'm going to.
When has the answer ever been no?
I don't know. But I was talking to my mum about... About sex. All right. I was talking to her about sex.
Recently.
This is how kind of close, I suppose, my mum and I are. And we've come close over the past, few years. We've come pretty close. Anyway. Oh, Eloise is ringing me.
Ah. I thought that was her fake name.
Yeah, it's her fake name. Anyway,
you're really bad at this fake name.
Wait, answer it.
I will in a sec. I'm going to tell the story first, and we'll just cut this out.
Blanking.
So I'm going to phone her back.
So it's begun.
I'm going to phone her back, but we'll cut that bit out. Anyway. So anyway, so
we won't cut that.
So my mum and I have become pretty close in the past few years, and we were talking the other day about sex. And this was
as you do with your mum.
Talking about sex, and my mum was explaining. She was talking about that when she was with my father, she was quite reserved in the bedroom, and all the kind of, and I found it quite weird to talk about sex with my mum. And she went, but don't worry. as soon as I broke up with your father, I thought, fuck it. So if someone had told me to piss on the walls, I would have done. I was like, oh my God. That was the first thing she said. I was like, that's hideous. It's a hideous vision.
Wait. And then, your mum just pissing on the walls. Why would anyone ask her to do that?
It was more the point that she said, she became so liberal.
She was up for anything.
Yeah, she was so liberal. And I said, well, I've been having sex. And she said to me,
You said, I've been having sex. I'm pissing on the walls.
I was talking, and honestly, I shuddered when she said this to me. It's my mother saying this to me. She said, do you have sex? And I went, Mom, yes, I'm having.
How recently was this?
It was not too long ago. It was a while ago. And I went, yeah, I'm having sex. Of course I'm having sex.
Oh, God,
I'm having so much sex.
Like right now.
Yeah.
Pissing on walls, everything.
And she went to me, do you use a condom? But also she said to me, so what do you do? And I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, when you orgasm, do you withdraw? Oh my God, from my mother. So what I thought I would do is we'd phone my mum.
Apparently that doesn't work because of the pre-cum. we should let her know.
Should we, just in case.
Someone should probably tell your mum that because...
So yeah. I'm going to phone my mum. I'm going to ask her to explain what a podcast is because she's never listened to this. Okay, so... We should do this. It's Penny. Let's see what she says.
Do you remember what it's like being in your 20s? I sometimes look back at that period of my life and laugh just as much as I cringe. If you do the same, then you've got to watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? Queenie is a 20-something-year-old living in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. All episodes of Queenie premiere June 7th, streaming on Hulu.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Penny Lane. Mm-hmm. Sounds like Penny Lane.
Well, it's Penny Lane, it is. It's not Lane. Hi, Jonathan. Is Mum there?
Jambot.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. That's my stepfather. Hello, Mama. How you doing?
I'm busy. I'm making the bed. But
okay,
go on.
Just give me. Have you got 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because you're just. I just thought it'd be fun to get you on the podcast because you're in Hell Barn. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, so you are on the podcast right now. Say hello to Francis and Tom.
Hello.
Francis and Bob. No, because Mama, basically this is our 52nd week doing the podcast and we are very proud of it. It's a year into it, and what they loved is once I phoned you on the podcast and all of the fans loved it so much, all the listeners, sorry, loved it so much that we decided to do it again.
That is so nice. If it's your 52nd week, you're still in your first year.
Well, I technically, yes.
Oh, way to ruin it, Penny.
Yeah, yeah, don't ruin it like that.
I'm going to point out your maths isn't completely correct.
Well, my spelling is pretty good, though.
Your spelling is hot.
So, Mama, there's two things. Firstly, I wanted you to try and explain, because you don't really listen. You've never listened to this podcast, have you?
No, I haven't got the time. I really haven't got the time to listen to you drivel on.
What are you doing all day?
Can I tell your listeners about your spelling?
Yes, you can.
So they're going to see, because you're on Tuesday night, he did something called Celebrity Bake Off.
Yeah.
We had a little trial run so you could learn how to do everything.
Yeah.
And I said, write this down. Number one, grease your tin. I grease the cake tin. He wrote down G-R-E-E-C Because
I'm in Nova Scotia. Yeah, exactly. But that's not that bad.
How does one grease a tin?
But, Mama, do you...
I paid money for your education.
Well, Dad...
Money did. Well spent.
You didn't pay anything. You didn't pay a penny at all for it. But, Mama, do you know what a podcast is?
Yes, I do, because I've listened to the ones you've recommended.
Just not this one.
She listens to every other one that I recommend.
Loads of times.
Just not this one.
Well, yours talked about poo once. I could bear it.
That's exactly what my mother said.
But, Mama, what I was saying that, you know, me and you are very close, and we do have a very close relationship, and we do tell a lot of things to each other, don't we?
We do. We tell each other a lot of things.
Yeah. I was telling them the story the other day of how, when we were speaking about sex, you asked if I withdrew.
Oh, please. Listen, do you know, I've got to go, because I'm remaking my bed with clean sheets, and I'm in the middle of it.
Lovely. Okay, well, just keep listening to the podcast, because we know you're a big fan.
Start listening to the podcast.
Yeah, just say, tell everyone to keep listening. Say thank you to all of the listeners who continue to listen to it.
Well, listen, really, I mean this. Thank you to all the listeners who listen, because, you know, frankly, they keep you occupied. Otherwise, you'd be home with me. So I'm thrilled that the listeners listen. So thank you very much, and please keep listening. And could you invite your friends to listen so the numbers go up, because that makes him very happy.
Oh, okay, Mama, thank you so much. I love you.
Thanks,
okay,
Penny.
Francis Moore. Bye.
Bye. She thinks you're called Bomb. I don't know why you're laughing. Yeah.
Did she say she loved me more?
She said she loved you more.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's nice.
I mean, that's cool. That was my mama. Yeah. I mean, it's so funny she said that. She listens to other podcasts, because Tom, me and you talk about podcasts the whole time. So I told her to listen to Reply All. Great podcast. And she listens to these ones, just never...
Just not the one you're actually...
I don't understand it. Mm. I don't really get it, you know?
She's changing the sheets, obviously, because...
She's got loads of time on her hands.
She's obviously been having an eventful...
What do you mean?
Pissing everywhere.
Since yeah.
God, I actually hope she doesn't actually listen to this now. Mama, I apologise. You know I was only kidding, the whole thing. We should probably have question of the week.
Well, I've got two questions of the week, which I'm quite keen on, but I'm not sure which one.
Well, just pick one.
All right, okay.
It's question one. Of the
week.
Yeah,
it's like your diary all over again. Oh, I got 4 days.
Should I make it up as I go along?
Yeah. And I cooked a muffin and buttered it, and then I went on the pusey again.
And I bought scones by the river.
Yeah, hey, and we sat on a bench and ate them.
Yeah. Well, I did do that, but... okay, so... what... No. Who... invented scissors?
Oh my god. It's like, what the
I mean, is that like an A or B option?
You have to guess a name.
George. George invented scissors.
George who?
George Scissor.
Yeah. George Scissor, okay. Jamie, you want to
answer? I think it's someone stationary.
Mr. Stationery.
I'm going to say Mr. Stationery.
It's a name that you will know from history.
Churchill.
Don't know scissors before Churchill.
Oh, God, another great thing he did.
Yeah. Okay. Can I guess what century they were made in?
Yes.
Not the question.
But. I know, but I'm going to guess it anyway. I reckon they were invented in 1860.
No.
Okay, well, you're not meant to answer it now. Okay, well, then 1800s they were made.
I can't answer it.
Well, you just answered the one before. You said no.
I can't. Well, I'm not going to say yes or no because it's giving it.
Okay, well, you think George.
George Scissors.
George Scissors, and I think Mr. Stationery.
I think we're probably wrong.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Should I give you a hint? Or?
Okay.
All right. He's Italian.
Okay, perfect. Oh, Picasso.
You think Picasso?
God, that was dumb.
Wow, even for you, Jamie,
that was so dumb.
That's not really helping.
Okay, well, listen, we don't need the clue. Let's wait for part two. But in the meantime, all of our listeners, because we must keep this, I must read my diary.
Yeah,
I'm so chuffed, guys, that this is 52 weeks in. We've done 52 diaries. Our listeners are so badass. They're so cool. They keep coming back every single week to listen. So to all of you guys, thank you so, so much. And as always, what we want to do is just have you guys writing in and commenting and sending us DMs on our Instagram, private
emails.
Podcast. Emails to...
contact@privatepartspodcast.com.
And continue to tell us what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear, what you love, what you hate, because we love it and we do this for you.
You live for the praise.
I live for the validation.
Please, and please do, write a review if you like it on iTunes or
Acast. We haven't read a review in a little while.
Yeah. We haven't read any reviews.
We'll do that in part two.
Yeah, that's a great idea. But yeah, please do review.
We definitely prep for this episode, don't worry.
Because that keeps us going, actually. That really keeps us motivated, all those lovely reviews.
We've had I think we've had close to about 400.
Yeah, it's nearly 400 reviews.
400 reviews.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
That's great.
That's awesome.
That's great. All right, get on with it, Jamie.
Okay, I will, Francis. My hangnail just
hurts.
You're
going to phone Eloise back, either?
I'm going to phone her back.
All right. She's probably waiting somewhere out in the street.
Thank God it's not snowing. Just wandering the streets
of
London.
I'm going to phone her back. Monday. Again, my dreams have been absolute bizarre. I feel like this is a running theme with me, but I wake up and can't understand where they are so vivid, why they are so vivid and strange. Oh, Eloise is ringing me.
Oh.
Bonjour.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So, bisou, there's a little bit of a problem because we can't now do the podcast with you because we're not allowed to.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, we're not allowed to do the podcast with you because we've been told we can't.
But you're live on the podcast, by the way.
But you are on the podcast.
Huh?
By
the powers that be.
Yeah, by the powers that be, but I can explain to you later, but we're not allowed to do it because you're just a surprise.
What?
Yeah, I'm explaining it so badly.
This is really going well.
Yeah, basically we're just not allowed to do the podcast with you.
Okay,
that didn't sound so good.
Oh, that's harsh, Jamie.
Yeah.
So mean.
Let me, I'm going to phone you back. I'm going to phone you back in 1 second. I'm just doing this
so
one thing. I'm going to phone you back.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're a horrible person.
She's so adorable.
I feel so bad.
You just killed her dreams.
It's like you've drowned a puppy. Or at least kicked it.
Drown a puppy. Speaking of which, did you watch that thing called The Push on Netflix?
Oh, yeah,
Darren Brown?
Fantastic. I watched it last night.
Have you seen it?
No. So good.
Guys, great.
It was really fantastic. So, and actually, surely those people could be... obviously, it was like under a... test scenario, but surely they could be convicted of like attempted murder.
That's what I thought, but there's just no way. I mean,
it's called The Push.
The Push, you'll love it, Tom. Netflix
surely,
but tonight,
surely they
sit
actually
back,
they actually did attempt murder. Those three people.
Wow. In a controlled environment.
No, but still, like the intent.
Don't say it to Tom. Tom, just watch it.
Yeah, don't ruin it.
Premeditated.
Anyone who wants to go and watch The Push.
Spoiler alert, don't want to.
That's Darren Brown thing. I should be asked that.
You don't like. Why don't you like Darren
Brown?
Oh, well, get out of here then, okay?
How can you not like Darren Brown?
But look, we're interrupting my diary anyway. I love Darren Brown.
He's brilliant.
The weird one was about abortions. Does that mean I don't want to... oh, did I jump ahead?
Sorry, no,
what context?
But I wake up and can't understand why they are so vivid and strange.
Oh, dreams. Right.
This weird one was about abortions. Now, does that mean I don't want a baby or I do want one? I can't work it out. I also keep dreaming about cleaning my house. I've decided that... Sorry. It's the sparkling water that came up.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I also keep dreaming about cleaning my house. I decided that instead of making mess, taking over my home, I was going to clean everything I ate, cooked, took clothes off, etc., etc. Normally, I wouldn't bother and wait for my cleaner to arrive on her day and give the house a quick sweep, but it's now time to take control of my own existence and not just leave it to my poor cleaner. The fact that I'm dreaming
so
about
mean
it...
calling her poor. She can't help it. She's working hard. I'd like to see you do a hard day's work, cleaning a house.
The fact that I'm dreaming about it must mean it's engaged with my brain and it'll happen. It's so true. What I've been doing recently is actually throughout the week, I'd become lazy. It would start off like going to the gym, for example, Tom. Yep. You know this. It becomes a routine. You actually have to get into it.
Yeah.
Same with these kind of things. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to focus on the little things rather than focus on the big picture because I think the little things make up the big picture.
Mm.
How's that going for you?
Yeah, it's okay.
Slightly cleaner flat?
Slightly cleaner. Thursday. I honestly have a problem with my butt. The only assumption I can put it down to is that I'm spinning a lot and going to the gym a bit more. Firstly, I've decided that the rumours are all true. It makes you look better, but secondly, it makes you feel better, the gym. However, the muscle doesn't seem to be going anywhere else apart from my behind. I mentioned this to my little mon ami, and she laughed when she heard it and then gasped when I showed her. Honestly, if I was a girl, it would be fantastic ass, but I can't really fit into my jeans anymore. I don't know what else to do. I thought the muscle was meant to go to your chest or legs, but never really your butt.
Why would you think
spinning?
That
spinning?
Huh? Spinning because it's your legs. I think it's your...
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So why would you think it goes to your chest?
Well, I don't know. Just because you're leaning? I didn't think about it.
Well, I look at a cycler's body.
Yeah, skinny.
Yeah, skinny upper
with
body.
Big legs.
Big legs.
I'm sorry I keep talking about my butt, but I just can't ignore it.
How much do you think about your butt on a daily basis?
Quite a lot. No.
Like how much? Like how many hours a day?
Hour and... 28 minutes, I reckon.
You spent an hour and 28 minutes thinking about your butt.
Yeah, probably. The weekend. Now, my mon ami has been in Paris for Fashion Week until today, and she's finally coming back home to my absolute delight. I'm not obsessed with her, don't worry, and we decided to have a night out, go for dinner at Zuma with friends and let loose. The problem is that I let loose a little bit too much. Secondly, alcohol doesn't really suit me, so I end up not remembering much, but apparently expressing my undying love for her all night. Perfect. That means I woke up the next day hungover and a stomach with a bottomless pit. Why does that happen when you're hungover? Why do you seem to keep eating and never get full? Apparently dogs never know when they're full, so perhaps I'm a dog. I therefore decided to cook a shepherd's pie for both of us. I haven't cooked shepherd's pie or anything as complicated for ages, but today was the day and it turned out unbelievable.
How complicated is shepherd's pie?
Well, I don't know. It's just, you know, when you're hungover, you have to peel the potatoes and cut the onion.
Fry the meat.
Yeah, and fry the meat and, you know. It was delicious. The problem was the shepherd's pie could have fed 6 people, and obviously I ate the whole thing. I'm not kidding, I ate the whole of the shepherd's pie. That didn't include...
Maybe that's the reason your butt's growing, Jamie.
Well, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, Tom. That didn't include the foie gras, baguette, and we went to the cinema where I had a large popcorn, pick-a-mix, and a Diet Coke. No wonder everything is going to my butt.
I love how you have a pick-a-mix and a Diet Coke.
Yeah. Don't want too much sugar, right?
But I'm eating all this shit. I went to the cinema and I watched a game night. Have you seen it?
No.
It's really funny.
So right now, with all the Oscar films out, you went to...
I went and saw Game Night. Yeah. It's a great movie. Sunday night, Tom, go and watch it. It's great. You'll love it.
Sure.
That was my
Game diary. Night?
Game Night.
Well, no, what is it? What is it about?
It's about people who go and have game nights on the weekend, and one of the game nights, they think it's a game, but it's actually real. It's very funny.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. It's like, have you ever watched that movie, The Man Who Knew Too Little?
No.
It's a parody of The Man Who Knew Too Much with Bill Murray. It is freaking amazing. Yeah. He thinks it's all a game and he's pretending to be a spy, but actually he's in a real life situation. Yeah. Watch it. That's another one you've got to watch. All our listeners, The Man Who Knew Too Little. On that note, go and watch something called...
Push.
Yeah, Push. Or, I keep telling
or
this...
Or, I watched this film last night, which was freaking scary.
The Go.
Hush.
Oh, yeah, that's not scary.
Wasn't that scary. But it was kind of a bit scary. But, anyway.
Why is he mumbling like that? It's so weird, isn't it?
Should we wrap this off up then?
Okay, Tom, you bored?
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
Okay, to all our listeners, stick around for part 2 where Francis is going to read his diary. He's also going to phone his mum and we're going to talk about more things that we love throughout the entire year.
You're going to phone Eloise back or he's going to leave her hanging?
Going to phone her back.
Okay. Oh, I feel so sorry for her.
I feel really sorry for her.
See you in part 2.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Ever googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.